Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Yud Zayin. We begin right on top at the Mishnah. Hirchik es asichuch min atfonois, shaloish atfachim psulo. Suppose he left a three tefach gap between the schach and the walls of a sukkah. So he has his wall, and a schach, instead of actually touching his doifen, he left a three tefach space, which is beyond the shear of lavad. The wall and schach are now disconnected, says the Mishnah, pisul. Let's go over to Rashi on top. Hirchik asichuch min atfonois. Lav b'gvoho kamar. We're not speaking that the wall is not high enough. It's not reaching up to the schach. El b'moshcha. We're speaking in the area, in the width. So you have a wall, and the schach is offset. There's a gap between schach and wall sideways. Psula de aver poisel b'shloisha afilu min atzad. When you have a three tefach gap in your sukkah is puzzel, even though it's off to the side near the wall. Says the Mishnah, Bayis shenifchas v'sichich al gabav. Suppose there was a hole in the ceiling, right? The ceiling partially collapsed. And you placed some schach al gabav onto that gap. You want to use it as your sukkah. The question is, where are the walls? Can you use the walls of that room? Well, it depends how far they are. Im yesh min ha-koysel l'sichuch arba amos psula. If the room walls are four amos or more from that schach kosher, it's too far to connect. But if schach kosher is within four to the walls, then you bend the walls using defin akuma. You bend it along the ceiling until you get to schach kosher, which allows it to use the space beneath it. Another example of Devin HaKuma is V'chein Chotzer. You have a courtyard, Shemukeva Sachsadra, which is surrounded with an overhang. So you have a housing complex, which is shaped like a U. So you have houses. And inside there's an inner courtyard, Echotzer. And it's Mukeva Sachsadra, meaning that there's a canopy, overhang, protruding, extending from the houses into the courtyard, all along that U. He'd like to use the exposed area, the airspace inside this U, as a sukkah. He's going to place some schach from overhang to overhang, from achsadu to achsadu, and cover the exposed area with schach. So he has houses like a U. Inside the houses, inside the courtyard, he has some protrusion, some extension, some canopy, some terrace, some overhang all along that U. Right? And that overhang is not going to be his sukkah. He's going to have schach positioned on that overhang, meaning going from one overhang on one side to the other. Right? And he's going to cover the entire airspace with schach. The question is, where are the walls? So he'd like to use the walls of the houses as the sukkah tfanis. So the same concept here, if it's close enough that we could apply defin akuma, then it works. So v'chein chatzer shehu shimukav zachsadro, it's surrounded with this canopy, and the canopy is not kosher for schach, and it was placed not for the sake of sukkah, and he's going to use the branches, the real schach, which is going to hang, is going to support on that achsadra. So if the walls of the house are close enough to the achsadra, within four amis, then it can apply defin akuma. It's as though the walls of that house bend with the achsadra till it reaches the schach kasher, and now he has a sukkah surrounded with walls. Another example of this halach is sukkah gedoyla. He has a large size sukkah, shekifol b'davash em esachet boy. And around the sides, around the perimeter of his schach, he plays something which is not kosher for schach, something which is mekabel tumah. And he'd like to use the middle of his sukkah, which has schach kosher. So once again, we say, Yemiyesh tachtav arba amis psula. It's a schach pasul. Only the edges of the sukkah are covering an area of four amis. It's too far. It's too far out. You can no longer connect the walls of the sukkah to the schach kasher. But if it's less than four, you can apply different akuma, and the sukkah is kasher. Sounds like more, why three cases to illustrate the same halacha? Kol hani lamali. We had a case of the house, or the case of the chatzar, case of the sukkah gedola, tzricha, all are needed. Each one has a chiddush. The ashminam bayish nifchas. If only for the first case of a hole in the ceiling, I would say, well, over there it's going to work. Over there we're going to bend the walls of that home towards the schach, towards the sukkah. Mishum dahane mechitzes. Keep in mind that these mechitzes, labayis avidan, are there to serve that room, to serve that home. So if I'm committed to you, I bend to help you out. So we're speaking about walls that are meant to serve this dwelling space. And now this dwelling space has been transformed into a sukkah. These walls are committed to enclose, to surround, to serve this area. So when needed, they bend. And they bend along the ceiling until they get to the sukkah. When it comes to a chatzah, which is surrounded by the overhang, the mechitzes lav lachsadra avidi. Those mechitzes of those homes are meant to serve what? They're not meant to serve the canopy. They're not meant to serve the overhang within the chatzah. Mechitzes of a bayis are serving the bayis, the living quarters inside that home. Perhaps over there, we won't apply different akuma. They're not committed to serve the inner courtyard area. So perhaps they're not going to bend to be machshav the sukkah. Tzricha, chiddushes, even in that case, we say different akuma. If the Mishnah would only cite these two cases, I would say, Mishnah the schach and schach kashavu. In both cases, the fact is that the material surrounding your sukkah is technically, in its physical substance, is schach kasher. The Gemara is assuming that the home here is the ceiling has boards which are really kasher for sukkah. Likewise, the achsadra, the material is kasher. The problem is, it wasn't done for the sake of sukkah. It was a bias. It was done l'shem dira. But as far as the material substance, it's kasher, and perhaps that would enable Defin Akuma. Since the material between wall and Schach Kasher is really Schach Kasher as well, that allows you to connect the walls to the sukkah. They can serve a sukkah purpose. They can allow you to bend the wall through that Schach, which is technically Schach Kasher, and get you over to the sukkah itself. However, in the third case, a large size sukkah, which was surrounded at the perimeters with something which is not roi for schach, kelim, which are makabel tumah. They don't relate to sukkah. They can't enable the sukkah. They can't connect wall to schach. The schach is schach paslu. Perhaps over there, you won't say defin akumat sricha. If the Mishnah is mechadish, yes, in all three cases, Defin Akuma applies. Whether it's material suitable for sukkah, whether unsuitable for sukkah, fact of the matter is, if the wall is within four amis of the schach kasher, you bend it along the contour of the ceiling, of the achsadra, whatever it is, and you connect the wall to the sukkah. Now let's go and discuss more basic halacha. What is the shir of Avir, which is Poisel in a sukkah? What's the shear of Schach Pasel, which is Poisel in a sukkah? We're going to have several opinions. Amar Rabba Ashkechtinu L'Rabbonan Devei Rav. I met the Rabbonan, the Talmidim, who learned in the Mesmenish of Rav. The Yasiv Vekan, they were sitting and saying over in the name of Rav. Avir Poisel B'Shleish. If you have empty space in your sukkah, you have airspace. Three tvachim invalidates the sukkah. Less than three is closed off, it's lavud. We ignore the gap, but if it's three and up, it's already chashav, it's past lavud. A sukkah is pasul. Schach pasul, however, pasul barbo. If you have schach pasul on your sukkah, in that case, it's only going to create a psul once you have four tefachim of it. And Tosis later explains the difference between airspace and schach pasul is as follows. Because airspace creates a disconnect. It's a void. So once you have enough of that gap, you've disconnected. You've split your sukkah into two. So that's why we work with the shear of gimel. Less than three, you can ignore it. So it's closed off. But once it's three and up, you can no longer ignore it. You have a gap of empty space in your sukkah, which disconnects the sukkah, splits it apart. When it comes to schach pasul, it's not a void. There's something there. There's a foreign entity sitting in your sukkah. In that case, it's not as bad as aver. So unless you have enough of that schach pasul, which has chashivas, has prominence, has significance, it covers a space of four tefachim, which is a makim chashiv, now you've created a chatzitza, you've split your sukkah apart, you've disconnected the right side from the left side, and your sukkah is pasul. Now, Tosis here points out, the Ramasal Avir, Mar says that Avir is pasul, begimel, schach pasul is pasul ba'arba. Why is it going to invalidate the entire sukkah? If you just have a little airspace, a little schach pasul so in the middle, he says, you're right, we're not speaking about a little blotch. We're speaking where the Avir cuts across your sukkah. So let's say you have a wall on the right, one on the left, one on the back, and you have some Avir airspace cutting right through from top to bottom. You've now disconnected this wall from that wall. You no longer have a properly enclosed sukkah, which needs three walls. Same thing with schach pasul. You have a segment of schach pasul running all across your sukkah. Now you've disconnected the schach kasher on this side from schach kasher on that side. And the walls on either side no longer connect and relate to each other. That's what the Gemara means when it says that schach pasul is paisal the sukkah, or avir is paisal the sukkah. So again, avir works with a three tefach limit, schach pasul with a four tefach limit. Schach pasul is more lenient than avir, as we explained. It's not a void, it's not a gap, it's not nothingness, it's something there, which is being masachich. Therefore, the only time you have a disconnect is if you have a significant portion of schach pasul covering an area for tzvachim, that is a choytid between the right side and left side of your sukkah. So this was in the name of Rav, right? The Talmidim of Rav, quoting Rav. V'amina lehu ano. This is Rav speaking now. I responded to them. I disagree. Look, Avir d'poisel m'shloisha m'nolehu. How do you know that three tzvachim of airspace is poisel the sukkah? How do you know? Ma'o mishnah. It's not. Hirchagis asichuch. Right? If you left a three tefach gap between the wall and the schach, it's possible. From here you learn that Avir is poisel with three tefach. Okay. Go down to the next part of the Mishnah. Schach poisel nami leglif soil. When it comes to schach poisel, there as well leglif soil al barba amis. You should have until four amis, as said in our Mishnah, Snan. Baish nifchas v'sichach al gabav. A ceiling collapsed. You played schach. It's a gap. It's the area between the schach kasher in the middle of that ceiling and the walls on the side is four amos more, then it's a problem. Apparently, even when it comes to schach pasul, you have up to four amos. So why do you say four tefachim? V'amrli, they responded to me. How can you compare? Bar mino. Dahi, that Mishnah, that's not a raya. That's outside the context of our discussion. It doesn't relate to us. It's a different halacha. Schach pasul is pasul when it gets four tefachim. There in the Mishnah, speak about Eifin Akuma. When the schach pasul left to the side, near the wall, yeah, that allows us to bend that wall and connect it to the schach kasher, provided it's less than four amis. It's no halacha Mishnah Sinai. The Rav Shmuel Damit Havayu, Shem Deifin Akuma Nogubah. That's based on Deifin Akuma. But typically, Schach Pasul in the middle of your sukkah, four tzvachim is enough to be Pasul the sukkah. Apparently, Rav learned the Mishnah differently. They share a four amis in our Mishnah. The general guideline regarding schach pasul. So aver is 3 tefach, schach pasul is 4 amis. They held no. Aver is 3, but schach pasul, once you get to 4 tefachim, sukkah is pasul. And the conversation continues. Vamino lehu ano, Rabbi speaking, I responded to them as follows. According to your approach, it's going to result in a paradoxical situation as follows. Ma ilu ika, suppose, picture the following scenario. Ma ilu ika, schach pasul, pachas ma'abo, have a sukkah, which features a segment of schach pasul, four tefachim wide. It's less than four tefachim wide. So less than the shear which is pasul. Okay? And next to it, you have airspace. Va'avir pachas mishlesh. Mai, what's the halacha there? You have some schach pasul less than four. Let's say two tefachim of schach pasul. No harm. Lying adjacent to airspace less than four tefachim, less than three tefachim. So two tefachim of airspace. Mai, what's the halacha? Sure, of course it's kosher. Because they don't connect, they don't combine. It's two different things. And they're based on different shiurim. Airspace is based on a three tefach shiur. Sach pasul and a four tefach shiur. They don't relate to each other. They don't combine. I'm start. Two of this and two of that, no problem. Okay, that's pashut. Now let's proceed further. What happens if malye bishfuden mai? What if you fill the airspace with rods, which are schach pasul? What happens now? Now you fill the gap with schach pasul. You have a total of four tefachim of schach pasul. Psula, of course, it's pasul, right? How could that be? Says Rabbi. Keep in mind that Avir is more strict than Schach Pasul, right? What's more severe? What's more damaging? What's more impactful? Avir. What's a Raya? How much Avir do you need to be Paisel your Sukkah? Merely three Tefachim. When it comes to Schach Pasul, how much do you need to be Paisel your Sukkah? Four. So Avir is more harmful, more detrimental than Schach Pasul, right? So how can you say that when you have two tefachim of schach pasul and two tefachim of avir, you're okay? And if you fill that avir with schach pasul, you're worse off than before. How could schach pasul be more detrimental and damaging than avir, which is really more chamer than schach pasul? V'lo yehi avir apoisel b'shloisha. She did not say that avir, which is more strict and severe, in fact, as it creates psul, was merely three tefachim. It shouldn't have the same value and effect because schach pasul apoisel ba'abo. How does that make sense? You would think that avir is more damaging than schach pasul. You need less avir to be placed in your sukkah than schach pasul. So avir is more powerful, more damaging. So how could you say when you have two tefach of schach pasul lying next to two tefach of avir, it's fine? So when it's avir, it's fine. They don't relate, they don't combine, there's no shir psul. Should you go ahead and fill that avir with more schach pasul for a total of four schach pasul, not sukkah's pasul? So schach pasul was more damaged in the airspace? So according to you, we have a paradoxical situation, which is illogical. So that was his kasha. The Amrulis, they responded to me, what does that have to do with us? Let's say you adopt a different shear. Let's follow your shear by schach pasul, four amis, okay? Instead of four tefachim, four amis. It's going to generate the same paradox. Look, iyachi the dachnam, if that's the case, according to your opinion as well. The amris schach pasul. Paisel barba amis, you maintain. Schach pasul needs four amis to invalidate the sukkah. Okay. Let's picture that same story again. Ma ilu ikas schach pasul. Pachas medal damis. Suppose he has less than the required amount of schach pasul, less than 4 amis, lying next to airspace. Va'avir pachas mishlesh. Mai, what's halacha there? So you have less than 4 amis of schach pasul, which according to you is less than the shear, and some airspace right next to it. Mai, of course, it's kshira. You can't combine two dissimilar things. Avir is based on one shear. One concept, schach pasul, is a different concept. They don't relate to each other, right? Now you go ahead and fill that airspace with more schach pasul. What happens? Mal ye bishfuden mai. You fill the airspace with more schach pasul. Now you have a completed four amis of schach pasul. What's the halacha psula? Right? Same kasha. Lo yei aver apoysel mishloisha. Is it conceivable to say that aver, which is more severe than schach pasul, certainly according to you, it's definitely way more severe. Aver impacts the sukkah with merely three tvachim. Schach pasul needs four amis. It's not as damaging. So how could you say that aver, which is poisel b'shloisha, meaning it's more severe than schach pasul, it's more damaging, should not have the same effect as schach pasul? Because schach pasul ha'poisel b'arba amis? How do you say that? It's illogical. So the same kasha you had on us will apply to you as well. Again, so you had a case of schach pasul near airspace. Schach pasul had less than the required amount, less than four amis. Some airspace, less than three tefachim. They don't join, they don't combine, they don't relate. Sukkah is kasha. So when it's airspace, you're fine. You fill it with more schach pasul, which completes your share of schach pasul to four amis. Now it's pasul. Schach pasul could be more damaging and impactful than airspace, which is more chomer. So why are you challenging us with this riddle? This paradox applies to you as well. So however, whatever solution you'll come up with will apply to us too. V'amina lua, no, but I responded to them. This is Rabbi speaking. No. This only applies to you, not to me. Why? How could you compare the two positions? It's very much understandable, according to my shita, damina arba amois, because I maintain that the shear of schach pasul is an arba amois based shear. Mishum shiura, v'lav shiuru. How do I get to four amois? Shear, alach mishum esinai. Right? Let's go up to Rashi. Mishim shiur of lav shiur. The arba amis have a shiur lipsal. Four amis is a shiur. Who pachas mekan in a shiur lipsal? Less than that. It's less than a shiur. It's not going to be placed. If so, if it's a shiur based concept, vein atam mishim doifin akum. Right? He holds, like back in the Mishnah, we had schach pasul along the perimeter of your sukkah. If it's less than four amis, you're good, not because of doifin akum, but because you bend the wall. Rather, simply because less than four amis is not schach pasul, less than a shir. Elakach shiuroi lipsel halacha l'mesh mesina kichal kishar kala shiurin, like any other shir in the Torah. So four amis, according to me, as the rabbi speaking, is a shiur based concept. Mishum shiura v'lav shiuruhu. Continues the Gemara. If so, high lav shiuruhu. And you have some schach pasul less than the shiur of four amis. Lying next to airspace, less than a shear of three tefachim, you don't have the required shear. Why? They don't compare, they don't relate. Kiven the leishavu shear, right? Ela dadi, lemet starfi. You see, this is a general halacha we're going to see soon regarding tumah. We had this in Yuma regarding achila and Yom Kippur. When things don't relate to each other, when things are based on different wavelengths, different shiurim, they don't combine. There's no tziruf there, says Rabbah. Of course you can't combine airspace, which is a three tefach concept, and schach pasul, which is a four amah concept. Apples and oranges, they don't compare. Memela, while it's still airspace, it's apples and oranges, but once you fill it with more schach pasul, it's all one and the same. And of course, now it's pasul, if you have the shear of four amahs. So it's rational, it's logical, it makes sense. Ela l'didchu d'amris shear mishim afloga. However, What is your position regarding schach pasul? You're not based on a shiur, which was accepted by tradition. You're based on the concept of haflog. How did you get the shiur of four tefachim? We don't have it in the Mishnah. How did you come up with that number? Apparently, it's because of haflog. What does haflog mean? Let's see Rashi. Four lines from the top. Ela l'didchu d'amrisu, shiura didhu mishum haflog. How many mentioning of four tefachim regarding schach pasul on the Mishnah? Where did you get this idea from? You're coming from a universal concept that four tefach creates a makam chashav, right? So based on that, you are saying Atem oimrim, she'afsa mokim hu la'atzmoy, v'choytis v'suka zu, la'asoy suka shtayim. Ve'in tfanis lahem. Therefore you say, v'suka has four tefachav, schach pasal, which is, v'imusachich over a mokim chasha, which is considered a significant portion of schach, it's mokim chasha, that creates a disconnect between both sides of a sukkah, and there are no longer any walls in the sukkah. Right? The sukkah started out with three walls, but now you have a strip of schach pasal running right through your sukkah, and that schach pasal occupies a mokim chashav, it's four tefachim. That's a chaitit, it's a barrier. It separates the two sides of the sukkah. It doesn't allow the wall on this side to relate to the wall on the other side. It's two separate structures. If so, says the Gemara, Mali is palag b'chul. Let's go back to the Gemara. If that's true, if it's based on the Haflaga concept, creating that disconnection, that separation, if so, says the Gemara, four lines from the top, Mali is palag b'schach pasal. How could you differentiate between where the Haflaga, the gap, the separation, occurs as a result of merely schach pasal being placed there? Four tefach creates that disconnect between both sides of the sukkah. Mali is palig bischach pasal va'aver. Or whether that haflaga, that four tefach disconnect, is occupied by schach pasal and aver. What difference does it make what you fill that haflaga with? End of the day, two sides of the sukkah are now disconnected with a four tefach separation. Whether you filled it with schach pasal or share the space with air, doesn't matter. Fact is that there was a haflaga. That's what I meant to ask you, says Rabbah. How could you say that schach pasal and avir won't combine, won't be mitzdarif? According to me, this is not a kasha, because schach pasal has a different shear than avir. We learned from Malchut Mishnah Sinai, schach pasal needs to be four amis. Different type of material. Doesn't connect, doesn't relate to aver, which is a three tefach shir. We're on different tracts, different substances, different psulim. Of course they can't connect. If you have schach pasal less than the required amount, you can't add some airspace to it to be mashlim that shir. But according to you, the din of four tefachim by schach pasal is not, It's not an inherent value in the schach pasal. It's not a shear in the schach pasal per se. The problem of schach pasal is because it generates a haflaga. It creates a gap, a separation between the right side of the sukkah and the left side of the sukkah. What difference does it make whether you fill that space with strictly schach pasal or you included some airspace to be mashed from that shear? So that's what I meant to ask you. Now, the Gemara does not relate what they responded to him, and perhaps their response would be that the sheer arba tefachim eschach pasal isn't strictly because of haflaga. Isn't merely because of that disconnect, in which case perhaps you can put anything there, eschach pasal or aver, they combine. No. The point of eschach pasal, as Rashi said, is because of the chashivas. It's a makam la'atzmai. And they're learning, rather than just being haflaga, a disconnection between right side and left side of your sukkah, the point of the schach pasal is because it's going to create a covered area of psul. Schach pasal is a masachich. It's a masachich over four tzvachim. That area beneath it is a separate entity. It doesn't relate to the right side or left side of the sukkah. It's a masachich with psul. And since it's a mokim chashav, that mokim chashav now disconnects. It dissects his sukkah, splits it into two. Because in the middle of your sukkah, you have a sheltered area, a makam chasha, which is not kasha. So how could you combine schach pasal and aver? Aver is not a misachich, it doesn't create shade and shelter. So that's where they were coming from. It's similar to Rav, meaning, of course, four tefachim is because of a makam chasha. But not just because the schach on top has been disconnected with a gap of four, which happens to have schach pasal. No. So according to that approach, yeah, you could put Schach Pasla and Avri there, because they can both join together to create that gap. That was Rabba's Taina. They held, if it's filled with Schach Pasla, which creates a Schach over a Makam Chashev, you create a new entity within your Sukkah, which doesn't relate to the rest of the Sukkah, and that creates the separation, that creates the Psul. So that's only if you have Schach Pasla, which creates that shaded area. But if it's three Tefach of Schach Pasla with a little Aver, Aver doesn't do much, doesn't create a shaded area. Doesn't create a makam mesuchach of four tefachim. Sukkah is kosher. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye challenges Rabba. Ulamar. Mar is Lashon Master. Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe. So Ulamar is referring to him. To you, according to you, Rabba, who explained why. Why is it that Rabbi was saying, according to my shita, that Schach Pasul is based on a four Amish Shiur, we can very well understand why you cannot combine it with Aver, because they're dissimilar. They're based on different Shiurim. Says Abaye, Ulamar Nami, according to you as well, we do find one instance, one scenario, where Aver and Schach Pasul have a common denominator. They have the same Shiur, and that's the case. And they do somewhat relate to each other, and they can. They can be mitzdarif elsewhere as well. It's a klal we're going to learn in the Mishnah soon. Whenever two items have some common denominator, at least in some context, some form, they're based in the same shiur, that creates that similarity and allows them to connect elsewhere as well. Says Abayu, Lamar Nami, Nihidele Shavu Shiuraya B'sukkah G'dayla. You're right, when it comes to a large size sukkah, airspace works based on three tefachim, Schach Pasul based on four amis. That's true. But we do find one case where they're both based on the same shiur, Sukkah Ketana. We have a small size sukkah, bare bones, minimum 7x7 tefachim, meaning it doesn't allow for any discrepancy. In that case, if he has even a little airspace with a little bit Schach Pasul, for a total of three tefachim, which is past Lovet, the Sukkah Ketana is possible. He can't afford, doesn't have enough to go around. So by Sukkah Ketana, whatever it is, whether airspace or Schach Pasul, they're both based on a three tefach shiur. So you see, they have a common denominator. But Sukkah Ketana miloy shavu shiurayu? Doesn't airspace and Schach Pasul have the same shiur there? So since they have a common denominator by Sukkah Ketana, we should allow them to connect and combine even by Sukkah G'dayla. So if you have less than four amis of Schach Pasul adjacent to a bit of airspace which can theoretically complete the shiur to four amis, the Sukkah should be Pasul. Amalei, Rabbi responded, you're mistaken. By Sukkah Ketana, you're right that as soon as you get the three tefachim, be it airspace, be it Schach Pasul, be it a combination of both, you've invalidated your Sukkah. But that's not because they're working with the same shiur. It's just a default result. Amalei Hasam Lav Mishum De Shava Shirai La Dadi. It's not because Chach Pasul and Aver are based on the same shir. Who? Ela Mishum De Lesi L'Shur De Sukkah. The reason why they invalidate the Sukkah is because you're left with nothing to use. There's no Sukkah left behind. A Sukkah needs to be 7x7. So you have a little gap, less than 3. A little Chach Pasul less than 3. Less than love it. Ignore it. Once you have 3 Tefachim of improperly covered area, irrelevant of the reason, whether it's because it's airspace or because it's Chach Pasul, you can't ignore three tefachim. So the sukkah now is missing that segment. It's just by default, because it's missing that segment. So in reality, it's not based on the fact that they have the same shiur. It's not a shiur-based psul. As opposed to a sukkah g'dayla, where we're dealing with a shiur-based psul. The sukkah is large enough to accommodate even some airspace and schach pasul. In that case, when we say schach pasul is psul with four amis, it's because it has a shiur of four amis. When we say aver is psul b'gimel, because it's based on a gimel shiur, two different shiurim, and don't combine. Okay, so let's just summarize briefly by a sukkah ketana. Whatever it is, airspace, schach pasul, three tefachim, sukkah is pasul. There isn't enough left behind to be machshir sukkah. By a sukkah g'dayla, so if it's airspace, three tefachim creates that void, that gap in your sukkah's puzzle according to all shittas. If it's chach puzzle, we have two opinions. Is it four tefachim or four amis? Continues the Gemara. Let's just dwell on the tziruv concept for a moment. Is that so when two items have different shiurim, they don't combine? Atnan, listen to this Mishnah. We're going to have a list of different types of materials. And the Mishnah will enumerate the shiurim, the minimum size requirement for tumas medrus. This medrus means with the zava. Zava will sit, lie, stand on an item. So the item has to be large enough to accommodate, to serve this person. And depending on the chashivas and the value of the material discussed, we will give a shear based on that chashivas. Habeg shlesha shlesha, typically material, works with a 3x3 tefach shear. Hasak, sack made of goat's hair, which is more coarse and less chashiv. Arbo al arbo, you need 4x4 tefachim to become tamei tumas medrus. Ha'oir, leather, chamish al chamish, mapa, it's a mat, shish al shish. Now what if you run short? Let's say you have a sack material, which is less than 4x4, you want to complete it with some material, which is more chashiv than the sack. It works. V'tanilo, we have a brisa which adds to the Mishnah. Ha'beged v'asak. You have a sack less than the required amount, less than 4x4, and you want to add some material, some beged to that sack to give it a 4x4 dimension. That works, because beged stands higher than sack, right? You need less of the beged to become tamei. Apparently it's more chashiv. And number two, as Rashi explains, since the consistency of beged and sack are close to each other, similar material, they combine. Likewise, a sack va'or. Sack could be mashlam de or. Ha'or ha'mapetz. The or could be mashlam de mapetz. Mitzdarf and zemze. How could you mitzdarf things which are totally dissimilar based on different shiurim? Hasam kudiktani tama. The reason there is, as Reb Shimon says, Amr Reb Shimon, we find some common denominator. We find some scenario where they're all based on the same shear. So they share that common thread, which allows them to connect. Ma tam, how could they connect? Hoy v'roy l'tamei moishav. Since, when it comes to tumas moishav, they all work based on a similar shear. Kedesnan, hamakatzeh mikulan. If you take any of these materials, be it beged or sack, and you design it, you snip it, you trim it, tefach al tefach tamei. You have a patch which is tefach by tefach, it's tamei. Because you can sit on it, because it's roy to serve a zav as a seat. Tevach al tevach l'may chazi. What can you do with a tevach, material? V'am Rishon al-Lakish, Rishon al-Biyanai, hoy v'roy litla gabe chamor. You can use it as a patch on the saddle, on the donkey saddle. So irrelevant of the material discussed, whether it's beged, sack, or they can be used as a patch, in which case they're all based on the tevach by tevach shir. They have that common thread that allows us to be mitzarf them under ordinary circumstances as well. When we need three or four or five or six, and when we're short, we can be marshaled with the other material as well, because they have something in common. And this is similar to our discussion earlier, that when things are totally dissimilar, they can't connect, but when there's some common denominator, that allows us to be mitzarf them under all circumstances. Okay, getting back to sukkah and the schach pasal and the aver. Visura amrila, in the town of Surah, in the yeshiva there, Amrila Shmata Bailishna. They presented this discussion according to our version, which means that what is the share of Schach Pasal? Rav says four tefachim, and Rabbah says four amis. However, Benarda, in the other town, they had a different version. So the same shittas, different names. Benarda Masnu, Omar Vidom are Shmuel, instead of Rav saying four tefachim was Shmuel. Schach Pasal Be'emtza, Paisal Ba'abba. You have Schach Pasal located in the middle of your sukkah. Four tefachim is too much. Minatzad, but it's off to the side near the wall, where you could apply Defin Akuma, right? Paisal Ba'abba Amis, there. You need four Amis to prevent Defin Akuma from taking effect. So if the Schach Pasal is located in the middle of your sukkah, you only have until four tefachim. V'Rav Amar, Now it was Rav. Instead of Rav, it was Rav challenging that. He says, no. Bein Be'natzad, Bein Be'emtza, Barba Amos. Irrelevant of where that Schach Pasal is located, the middle and the side, you have until 4 Amos. Before we continue, let's just summarize the sugya up until this point. So what is needed to be placed on the sukkah? Typically we speak about a sukkah gedoyla, which means that the sukkah is large enough to accommodate all these psula, meaning even if you deduct the aver or schach pasal, still have enough to go around, still have 7x7. So we had Rav, according to the first version of the Gemara, and it's Shmuel according to the second version. Avir, airspace, once you reach 3, which is past Lavad, sukkah is pasal. Schach pasal, that depends. If it's somewhere in the middle of your sukkah, which creates that hafloga, dalad is pasal, it's a makam chash. If it's off to the side, you can apply different akuma, you have up until 4 amas. According to Shitas Rav, according to the first version of the Gemara, and it's actually Rav according to the second version, when it comes to Avir, 3 is the limit. When it comes to Schach Pasal, whether Be'emtza or Menatzad, you have Amatil 4 Amis, which is the Shir, learned through the Melech HaMashem Sinai for Schach Pasal. All agree by a Sukkah Ketana, which is just large enough to accommodate the Heksher Sukkah, it doesn't allow for any discrepancies. In that case, irrelevant of whether it's Aver or Schach Pasal or a combination of both together, the sukkah is possible once you reach a share of gimel, which is beyond love. You have to reckon with it, and now you're missing that section. So that improperly covered section is no longer reckoned as part of your sukkah. Now you don't have zayin al zayin, sukkah is possible. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, let's take a look at the Mishnah back on Daf Yudalet. No son aleho neser, shu rochav arbo tefachim kshir. If you used a 4 tefach wide plank and placed it on a sukkah, sukkah is kosher. Now, a 4 tefach wide plank is chach pasal. You may remember the sugya Daf Yudalet where we learned that one is meant to refrain from using boards which appear like construction material. Because you might end up sitting in his house. He'll say, well, a board in my sukkah is like the board in my home, and I'll sit in his home. It's called Gzeras Tikra. Mishnah says, he takes a board which is 4 tefach wide, which is chach pasal, with the rabbanon, sukkah is kosher. So now let's analyze the Mishnah. How could the sukkah still be kosher, even though you have a 4 tefach wide plank cutting right across your sukkah? Bishlemi l'Rav. Now, this is understandable, according to Rav, which is referring to the second version of Rav, which is the Omar Bein Be'emtza Bein Menatzad Barba Amos. The Shir of Schach Pasal is 4 Amos. Here, it's less than 4 Amos. Mishmachek Shir. That's why your sukkah is kosher. El Lashmo the Omar Be'emtza Barba, but according to Shmo, 4 tefachim schach pasal. In the middle of his sukkah, it's pasal the sukkah, I'm like Shira. So why is the sukkah kosher when it has a 4 tefach plank? We're speaking that plank is along the side, near the wall. So all it's schach pasal, we apply defin akuma, which gives you up until 4 hours. Toshma, another right. Bryce says, Shnei sadinim mitztarfin. Sheets which are makabel tuma, and lying side by side, 2 tefach sheet next to another 2 tefach sheet. So you have a total of 4 tefach of schach pasal mitztarfen. And now the sukkah is pasal. Shnei nesorin, ein mitztarfen. But if you have 2 of these boards, don't worry about it. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who's not concerned about gziras tikra. He holds a sukkah gziras kva. It's meant to look, meant to have a little permanence. Don't worry about gziras tikra. He's not going to live in his house instead of the sukkah. He realizes there's a sukkah. So boards lying side by side, don't combine, and not place the sukkah. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, nesorim kesadim. Just as sheets can join each other to create a pasal sukkah, because sheets are schach pasal, likewise nesorim planks, 4 tefach wide planks, which appear like roofing material, we consider it schach pasal. Let's analyze the words of the Braisa. So now this is very much understood according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the most recent version. The Amar Rav, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Menatzad Ba'abamis. That wherever the Schach Pasal is situated, whether in the middle of your sukkah, the side, you have until 4 Amis. That's a shear for Schach Pasal. My Mitztarfen, Mitztarfen Dal Damis. That's what Rameir says. Boards which are considered Schach Pasal, you have enough of them for a total of 4 Amis. The sukkah is pasal. That's why he uses the word mitzdarif. Because for tzvachim, although for tzvach board is considered schach pasal, but you need the required amount of schach pasal, which is 4 amis. So you have enough lying side by side to get the 4 amis the sukkah is pasal. Elach lishna damar Rav. But according to the first version of the Gemara, where Rav maintained, be'emtza ba'arba, schach pasal, located in the middle of your sukkah, is pasal the sukkah once it reaches 4 tefachim. What does Ramea mean? Mitztarfen. Hey Chidami, what are we speaking about in this brisa? Idis budalad. If it's a 4 tefach plank, lamaluhu it's tarufi. Why do you have to connect it to something else? It's chach pasal, and it covers 4 tefachim. So it's pasal. The less budalad, but if it's suppose less than 4 tefach board, kani ba'almaninu. They're just sticks. There's no xeris ticker for narrow boards. So what was the brisa speaking about? Lo'olam de'isbu arba. Certainly we're speaking about a 4 tefach plank, which is considered schach pasal, xeris ticker, not meant to use it. Umay mitzdarf. When Rameya says it's mitzdarf, he means mitzdarf on the arba'amis min hatzad. It wasn't located in the middle of Yisuk, it was off to the side, where you can apply defin akuma. Ah, so over there, if it's merely 4 tefachim, there's no concern. If you have enough lying side by side for a total of 4 amos, now you have a problem on your hands because sukkah is out of reach. The wall can no longer bend to get to the sukkah. Toshma, listen to this right. The Brisa said, Sichacha ben esoran shel eres. What if you use these cedar boards for a sukkah? Sheish ben dalt. Each one is 4 tefachim wide. Tivrei kol psula, all agree. Sukkah's puzzle. And you may recall the Gemara in the Daled used this price as right to the other approach in the Gemara there that there's no machlokes in Reader or May regarding white boards. Everyone agrees it's chach puzzle. Okay, so once it's 4 tefachim, it's chach puzzle, it resembles building material, xeris ticker. Eimba and Daled, if they're less than 4 tefachim. Then we have a shaila, you know, how far, to what extent do we apply xeris ticker? Typically, roofing boards were 4 tefachim wide. At least 4 tefachim wide. So all agree that's a problem. But if it's less than 4, between 3 and 4, that's a shady area. Rameir Paisley says it resembles roofing boards closely enough. And therefore, we have the gzera there as well. Rabbi the Makshi says less than 4 is not typically used for roofing material. Don't worry about it. Umayder Rameir, even though Rameir is Machmer, he's going to be Maskim, he's going to agree in the following case, the Sukkah's Kasher. Shem Yesh Bein Nesel L'Nesel Kemaloy Nesel. Suppose he has a sukkah plastered with those boards. But then he went ahead and he removed. Originally, he left a gap between boards. Shem yesh neser bein neser l'neser. The space between boards is kemalai neser. It's the same size as the board itself. So let's say he has a 4 tefach board next to 4 tefach space. Another 4 tefach board, 4 tefach space. He alternates between boards and space. In that case, the sukkah is kosher. Shemeneich psal benim. He's going to place some schach kasher between the boards. It's okay. End quote. That's the price. Let's analyze the price. Bishlam elamand omar bein be'emtze. Bein benatzal bedalad amos. According to that approach, schach pasal is only poisel if it has 4 amos. Mishmachik shera. That's why in this case the sukkah is kasher. Because the board is merely 4 tefachim wide. It's not 4 amos. Ela elamand omar. Be'emtza barba, according to the shita that once you have 4 tefachim of schach pasal, your sukkah is pasal. I'm like, sure, why is the sukkah kosher? You have 4 tefach planks running right through it. So according to the shita, that it's only going to invalidate the sukkah at 4 amis. So in this case, sukkah is still kosher. You can't sit under the 4 tefach board because it's schach pasal, but the sukkah is still kosher. But according to the shita that 4 tefachim of schach pasal already splits up your sukkah and validates it, how can you use a sukkah plaster with these boards? 4 tefach boards. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, we're speaking about a unique case here. Hacha b'sukkah d'loy havia l'shmoyna amayis mitzimtzomis. Askina, we're speaking about a sukkah which is exactly 8 amas wide. 8 amas is 48 tefachim, 8 times 6. And he's not going to sit under those boards, you're right. And we consider those boards as part of the wall. How? So you're starting at 48 tefachim. V'yoyev neser u'pesel. So you start at the end. You put a board, four tefachim, u'pesel, four tefachim of schach. V'neser, four tefachim, u'pesel, another four tefachim. V'neser, four tefachim, another pesel, four tefachim. Ma'ayge is for one side. So you alternate, board, schach, board, schach, board, schach. You do the same thing from the other side. V'neser, which is four tefachim, u'pesel, which is four tefachim, v'neser, u'pesel, v'neser, u'pesel, ma'ayge is from the other side. So you have board, schach, board, schach, board, schach. In the middle you have a double segment of schach, kosher. Four tefachim and four tefachim. This is hechsher sukkah. Total of eight tefachim, that's fine. And the sides are doifin akuma. That's what he meant. The havel u'shnei psalm b'emtza. Have two segments of schach kosher in the middle of your sukkah. V'yik hechsher sukkah b'emtza. Which gives you the required amount. Eight tefachim of psal. That's all he meant. He didn't mean to sit under the sides. He didn't mean that the sides are part of the sukkah. All those nesarim and psalm are considered daifin akuma. Right? You have six sections. Board, schach, board, schach, board. The daifin akuma ends right there. It's 5 times 4 is 20. It's less than 4 amos, which is 24 tvachim, right? 6 times 4 is 24. So until 20 tvachim, you're safe. Daifin akuma till that point. And the sukkah begins right in the middle. Right at that tzach kasher. Two segments of tzach kasher. Each one being four tefachim wide. That's the sukkah. Okay, let's just quickly recap today's daf. We learned about things that are poisel the sukkah. And we learned about daifin akuma as well. When it comes to airspace, three tefachim is enough of a gap to invalidate the sukkah. Tzach pasul of machlekes. Some say four tefachim, some say four amos. Now, even if you hold four tefachim, but that's only be'emtza. But if the tzach is located at the perimeters, at the end of the sukkah, near the wall, then we bend that wall, provided it's less than four ames from wall to tzach kasher. Or they'll read that by a sukkah katana, which doesn't allow for any extras. In that case, regardless of whether it's airspace or tzach pasul, or a combination of both, once you've reached lavad, you've reached past lavad, three tefachim, you have to reckon with that. You have to deduct it from the sukkah. And the sukkah doesn't have enough to go around. So you're left with less than seven tefachim. And the sukkah is possible. Kol tov to you and much atzlacha.